I think the attitudes we have towards trans people is stuck back where our attitudes were towards gay men in the 1980s. Don't get me wrong, there's been huge strides made by trans people to challenge attitudes, to fight for equality, particularly in the last few years. But I don't think we're anywhere near the acceptance that we need. And if you look at the statistics on trans people in this country, the majority, according to research, have considered suicide at some point. The vast majority suffer from mental distress. Why? Because they grow up in a society, in a country, where people don't accept them for who they are. Where, you know, deviating from gender norms is seen as something which is outrageous in some way. It's threatening to people because of a sense of what gender should be. So I want to hear from you. I want to hear particularly from the experiences of people who themselves don't accept those gender norms. I want to hear from people who perhaps are trans people themselves or have relatives who are. 0345 6060 973. Now, I want to go straight to a call. Coran in Box Hill. Now, you're a trans woman. What are the kind of issues you've been experiencing over the last few years?
Well, I was kind of in my 60s now, and in the 1950s, we didn't have, obviously, the internet at that stage, so it was quite closeted. And my family were able to kind of feel that they didn't want me as expressing my true nature. And when I moved into work, I found it very difficult to express who I truly am. And so I hid me from everyone, and even to the point where I actually had to hide from myself.
What toll did that take on you, not being able to be yourself, if you like?
I've been depressed for about 50 years, and it was really, really a struggle to kind of... And I actually tried to commit suicide at one point, or, you know, I kind of...
I'm so sorry to hear that, Coran.
Picked up a bottle of tablets and kind of thought, do I end it now? And I realised that it was the time that I had to face this, and the internal hate that I had within me was the thing that was killing me. So I had to look within very, very deeply. And most of us spend inordinate amounts of time building bridges, ever more elaborate bridges over the abyss of pain that we don't want to look at. But I chose to dig down deep into that pain and actually let it go.
So it's because we grow up in a society where we're all supposed to rigidly stick to the gender, if you like, we were born, assigned at birth, if you like. That prejudice and discrimination takes a huge mental toll on people like yourself, doesn't it?
It does. And it's the reason why a lot of trans people and gay people are in depression. They're in great mental health difficulties. It's because, not because they're mentally ill, it's because of the stress the toll that's taken on them by other people's opinions.
Do you think attitudes are changing? Yes, we've got obviously a huge way to go, and I don't encourage any complacency on this. But many of the people listening may not know anyone who's trans themselves. This might be something which is, you know, challenging a lot of their preconceptions. Have we come far enough? And what can those of us who want to, you know, challenge those attitudes, what can we do about it?
Well, I've been quite surprised. As I've moved to become more of me, and I've spent 10 years writing a book about it, and when I give someone a leaflet of the book, I sense this person, okay, like I give this person a leaflet, and they say, oh, I've got a friend who's trans. So it's the ability for someone to express who they truly are, which is the most important. And in that book writing process, I discovered me as an individual. And of course, the society doesn't want to look at anything that's not the normal. And normal, as a word, is the problem. It's the trans people and the gay people aren't the problem. It's normal that is the problem.
So it's the attitudes that LGBT people face in terms of what it's seen, the norms in society, they're the things that need to be challenged, not us, if you like.
We have to challenge ourselves, because the pain that I felt, I could let that kill me. Mm. I then chose to go deep within it and let go of the anger that I had for other people. And the more I became me, the less I was challenged by society. So when I go out into the big wide world, when my wife and I go out for lunch, we're seen as two women. But it's I have changed internally. It's kind of like a spiritual shift that I've taken to actually show myself truly as I am. And then once I'm happy with who I am, other people around me don't see the dichotomy that I'm experiencing. They are not then challenged by my presence.
Well, Karan,
that is something I've really looked at very quite deeply in a lot of trans people. They tend to be quite fixed, and it's the world that has to change. But in fact, it's me that has to change. I've changed my perception of myself, and other people have come into tune with that, which is the most important thing.
Well, Karan, thank you so much for that. And I do hope, I know the majority of people listening, obviously overwhelmingly, statistically, won't be trans, but I do hope that this is educational. Certainly, I found that very, very informative indeed.